Here it is, the drive home on 90.3 KNBA, 534. As you're getting ready to head on out the door, maybe you're on the streets already, you're going to want to head to Spenard later on tonight. So get home, get rested, and get ready. It's good to have a band from Colorado. They came all the way up here to help us put out the fires, and somehow it worked. You guys did a great job of making sure that Alaska was not so burned out that they couldn't get out to a show this evening. Wasteland Hop comes back to KMBA after just a short time away. They were here in March and put together a string of shows, and now they're back for a summertime tour. Just getting in yesterday. Welcome, Mickey and the band. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Yeah. It's good to be here.
Good to be back in Alaska?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Every time.
Where were you before you came back home to Alaska? Where have you been? On the road, or were you taking a break? What's been going on?
Well, part of the band has been in Colorado, and we've been performing together, missing our MC, Mickey. He actually has been living here in Alaska on Lake Montague and Kayak Islands, cleaning up ocean trash for the last couple of months.
We got to get you more on mic there. Sorry. So, yeah, don't go ahead. Lean on into that just a little bit more.
Sorry about that.
There you go.
I don't know, Mickey, what is the name of the group that you've been...
I've been working with Go AK, and we've been cleaning up the shores, and we've been down at the port, the Anchorage port, past few days with a company called Parlay, and turning some of this ocean plastic trash into sneakers and clothes. And it's been a great project, but it's been hard being away from the band, so excited for a little reunion up here for some shows.
So you've been here working hard, getting ready for more music. The tour is about 9 days, I believe you said.
We're up here 11 days, and we have 9 shows, so it's going to be pretty much every night. We'll be moving around the state and playing a show.
The band packed it in last time, so get ready tonight. It starts at 9 o'clock. The Wasteland Hop will be at the Taproot in Spenard. They've brought their instruments. We always like to have some live music. Let's just jump right in. What are you prepared to share with us first?
This is a newer song, Salt of the Flesh. We actually wrote it while we were down in Ecuador. Liz on violin.
Ooh.
body once again. Your breath on my neck, I'll awaken this space, seeking sweetly to the floor. Subtle trance, a look is within the sand. Can't tell if she exists, sees what she's buried in. Hair made in this, married to the ship. I'm scared to be carried with. Suspicious of her distance, vicious innocence. Mist of a simple dance, subtle trance, a kiss within the sand. Can't tell if she exists, sees what she's buried in. Hair made in this, married to the ship. I'm scared to be carried with. Suspicious of her distance, this vicious innocence, mist of a simple dance, little trance of a kiss within the sand. Can't tell if she exists, if the sea is what she's buried in. Her hair made a mist, married to the ships I'm scared to be carried with.
It's music from Wasteland Hop, 90.3 KNBA. It's good to good to have you all back in town. Welcome home again, Mickey.
Thank you.
And the band is playing tonight at 9 o'clock at the Taproot, melding those interesting sounds together on big stages, little stages. What's one of the challenges of this kind of style of music where you've got this conversion of rap and poetry? For a small club, it can translate pretty well. For a big stage, it could be tough. Is there a challenge to doing spoken word and poetry on a gigantic big stage like South by Southwest?
Yeah, I'd say if there is any difficulty, aside from just like the sonic difficulty, because a lot of times engineers maybe haven't heard kind of the type of music we're creating. So getting all the voices dialed in, I'm sure, is like a new intriguing beast for a lot of people.
That's exactly what I was thinking as I was trying to balance this small room where you've got the guitars and the fiddles overpowering your vocals just a little bit there. If you want to hear the clean vocals, go out tonight and see them live. But yeah, that's got to be a challenge on a big stage to really get your lyrics crisp and clear to a gigantic audience.
Yeah, and the other aspect, kind of the juggling act we're always trying to perform is, spoken word is kind of inherent within our music. But sometimes you're playing a bar at 2 a.m. and that's not necessarily, the best thing for the crowd energy. So it's kind of just learning that delicacy of like when to engage the crowd in more of kind of a cerebral poetry type delivery and when to kind of just let the music speak for itself.
Yeah, when are words words and when are words rhythm?
Yeah.
Are there times where you just go ahead and throw it to the side and say, these ones are just going to be beats and rhythms. Don't worry too much about what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes you just got to do that because the crowd just demands it.
The opposite too, which is also
that's true. When
experience.
The quiet moment comes, it's a perfect moment to go, boom, I've got lyrics for you. Yeah. Here they are. So what can you play for us next? We got time here before the World Cafe at 6 o'clock. A few more tunes for your drive home. We've got live instruments in studio with the band Wasteland Hop. And we would love to hear more. What can you play, Steph?
We're going to get Nick on guitar this time. We're gonna play Oceans.
There's a slightly surprised look in the band's eyes as they say, wait a minute.
I don't think so.
We just cleaned the oceans. We're done with those.
We just cleaned the oceans.
Yeah, all the plastic has been. Mickey took care of the plastic in the ocean.
Oh, you know what? We're gonna back up. We're gonna do Sleep Well. This is another new one.
Oceans tonight, though.
Maybe. I'm haunting your dreams. See, well, if you choose to proceed, that soon you'll be under my spell. That soon you'll be under my spell. Life is one big mystery. Like, why are you so drawn to me? We're helpless round this gravity that pulls us in and never lets us free. If I'm haunting your dreams,
with a spell like a gauntlet that fell, with a song that you tell. Nothing but a pawn now drawn to your bell. I belong in your spell. Want to be held, want to be held in the song you withheld. When you fled to the dawn, like you said all along, I was in a spell that you left with your song.
Soon you'll be under.
I was in a spell that you left with your song.
Do not be alarmed. No harm will come to you, but you've been warned. Take another step and you'll be helpless to resist the sweet sound. If I'm haunting your dreams,
I can't sleep well. When you arrive and you haunt with your spell, like a gauntlet that fell, with the song that you tell. I'm nothing but a pawn now drawn to your bell. I belong in your spell. Want to be held in the song you withheld. When you fled to the dawn, like you said all along, I was in a spell that you left with your song.
Soon you'll be under my.
I was in a spell that you left with your song.
Soon you'll be under my spell. Soon you'll be under.
Wasteland Hop for the drive home. Coming all the way from Colorado, returning to Alaska, returning home to Alaska. Here so often, they're becoming the honorary Alaskans that we love to make out of our returning bands. The bands that have been coming up for years are doing so because you folks are going out there and listening. You're going out there and demanding from the venues that they bring in live music, quality live music, and it's happening. So imagine hearing Wasteland Hop at the Fairview. I mean, come on, you gotta go there. Is that one of your favorite spots to go?
I mean, it's hard to pick a favorite, but we do love the Fairview. Always a rowdy time.
Well, yeah, always. Do they still put you upstairs to sleep?
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the best parts, you know? You party, you play, you have a great time, and you just crash upstairs when you're...
I did that once 20 years ago, and
you make a music video in the bathtub.
Yeah, we couldn't sleep because the band was playing so loud. But there's more to your tour than just the Fairview. There is the Taproot tonight, and I see on the schedule here that you're heading from here down to Homer.
Mm-hmm.
Always good to play Alice's. Then you're on into Girdwood, Palmer, Girdwood, Talkeetna. And then it says a mystery show. Is there any mystery that we want to maybe give a clue to here, or is there some fun around this mystery show?
We'll give a clue. It's going to be south of Anchorage, but you may have to come to the shows to hear what town exactly.
So here through the rest of July, Wasteland Hop is doing a show tonight that you can reconnect with the band and their new music. Who's some of the bands that maybe that you've played with that have just made you say, great, we finally got on a stage where we can battle with somebody, or maybe even try to one-up this one band that maybe has got some great rep. I'm looking here at some of the names, and I see Macklemore and Lewis. Was that a chance to play directly behind them on the same stage, open up for them, in other words?
Yeah, we opened up the show, and then Talib Kweli played after us, and then Macklemore, and it was like the most... I guess the most expensive equipment that we played with on stage was like millions of dollars of speakers and subwoofers. So like, it was really massive sound, and it's kind of a blur. I don't even remember what any songs we actually played, but because it was just like this huge momentous event for us, and it was such an honor to do that. If we didn't get to meet Macklemore, they were kind of like, they didn't let us within like 50 feet from him. Like what? Like all I wanted to do was like give him a high five. Like,
Adam?
What was I gonna tackle him to the ground and give him a noogie? Like,
it's possible.
I use the same bathroom as Ryan Lewis.
Well, nice. There's a start.
There's a porta potty outside, so I got that.
That's pretty much festival
they
side.
They had their Escalades rolling in, and we have our 96 Econoline van, so we were totally pimping, man.
And they had, of course, their whole crew that comes and checks their gear, tests their gear, sets their gear.
Giant crew of people, yeah.
There's an interesting transition, though, because there's that golden point. When you're doing it yourself, it is fun. It is cool. Yeah. And then somehow you transition and there's people doing it for you, and it must be great, but I'm sure even those guys are remembering the old days when it used to be a little more fun and a little more rootsy and you could play the Fairview.
Yeah, I don't think Macklemore can play the Fairview.
It might just be a little too small for that particular artist. We're working our way up to the World Cafe at the top of the hour. We've talked about touring. We've talked about big stages, cleaning the ocean. Hey, you know, thanks for coming back up and putting some work in.
Yeah, it's the least I could do.
That was kind of tremendous. I didn't even know that was happening. How do you connect with Alaska? How do you reconnect with Alaska living down south?
Yeah, I mean, that's been kind of a goal of mine, maybe subconsciously more than consciously. But Alaska's kind of always been with me. So going down to Colorado, forming the band, you know, it's been amazing that we've been able to establish such a relationship, and I was able to come back up to Alaska with the band. But there's just a certain part of me that I just felt like I wanted to reconnect more with Alaska. So this summer, I was able to get on a crew and spent the whole summer out cleaning the shoreline. And there's also this interesting proximity. Like a lot of our imagery and a lot of our themes are involved with the environment. Obviously, wasteland hop, and then all of a sudden I was just picking trash. So kind of just letting those different worlds kind of rub elbows together is pretty amazing to watch. And the band, they've been in Colorado playing shows and working on music, so we're glad to be back together and kind of work on this new album.
The new CD is coming...
Ooh, undetermined.
Probably spring, summer of 2017.
Maybe next summer, we have demos
made for a good portion of the songs.
Isn't it always the artwork that gets in the way?
Yeah.
The name of the CD and the artwork takes longer than the recording process.
Yeah.
But it's just as cool and fun to do. So, you know, spend your time with it. Make sure it's something you want. Don't do it quickly, because you don't want to put all that work in with the music and then have the imagery just not hit the mark for you guys. Yeah. And that's what's important. It should look good for you. Everybody else, we'll dive in.
We'll be going through a different kind of process this year. I took a teaching position in Huslia, so I'm going out to the village. So we're going to approach this album, like we have a lot of the content, but, you know, with modern day technology, we're able to communicate with Wi-Fi, kind of be more of a, take a producer role to write music instead of going to a studio and having a few days. You know, we're going to draw that process out and get really nitty gritty with the tracks via the internet. So,
wow.
Be interesting. We're excited, obviously a little nervous, something we haven't done, but I think we're going to come out with a new album. And
it could be good because it separates you. And maybe you let go a little bit, and maybe you allow other sounds to come in, other producers' voices come through a little stronger. If you're together, just the proximity of personality can sometimes get in the way.
Yeah.
So this is a big group. There's a lot of them to fit on a stage. So our stage here at KMBA is it's about as big as the Fairview. Maybe a little smaller. It's hard to say, but if you've ever been to the Fairview, that place is a lot more cool looking. So catch them up there in Talkeetna if you'd like. They're going to be there coming real soon. Probably it looks like the 28th, I see, is when they're heading up north. But they're heading down south this weekend, and the roads are clear. The fire is through. We got some Colorado firefighters flown in, I'm sure, and they took care of things just right for us. So thank you, guys. We're hitting the close to the top of the hour, and we'll make sure we get another song in here from the band, since they were gracious enough to bring their instruments to the studio. What can you play for us now?
This one, the instruments are just going to be our hands.
And we've actually never, ever, ever performed this before. Yeah. So
this could be interesting.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, someday.
It's the existential clap along is the working title.
Well, if you're driving, clap occasionally.
Drive safely.
Drive safely.
Don't clap anymore.
Yes, yes. It's Wasteland Hop live in studio.
Yeah.
Worth the matter occurs in a birth of static, submerged in a purse of atoms, current data, furs a burning fathom, inert and lurking patterns that turn the dirt to madness, unfurling a perfect lattice, curring murky blackness, enduring the certain magic in turn, the curtain's fabric immersed in turning gases, earth eternal magnet, heard to blurry fractures that year, looking for the planet has permanently added a worth, a certain absence, turns a curving vastness, person learns to ask if the birth is just a passive, purpose wrapped in ashes, a hearse of math is tragic, but for the mass is massive, we should burrow in our madness.
It's a small room. It's an experimental time to be with the band Wasteland Hop. I'm glad to be a part of that.
A big part of us is we have drum set and bass, so we're doing some stripped down, interesting songs here.
Well, we just have a couple more minutes. Just want to say thanks once again for coming on in. Maybe there's a track we could cue up that kind of helps explore the rest of what you guys offer. Oh, where did my CDs go? I don't have the most recent. If there's something that you know of off of here, these two that we might want to share with the audience.
You should play maybe Walk With Me. Walk With Me.
And that's on...
That's on this one.
And it's...
Track four.
That is a good musician right there. Knows the CD tracks. Doesn't even have it listed on the outside. Knows what's going on. So I did want to share something that maybe explored a little bit more of the full, rich sounds that people are going to hear tonight, not just the acoustic version of Wasteland Hop. The acoustic version. Is there an acoustic version of Wasteland Hop? I guess we just did it, but...
Well, they play the acoustic guitar on some songs.
All right. There's an electric plugged-in violin.
Yeah.
Fiddle. There's an acoustic guitar. There's Mickey. That's acoustic. A cappella. Have you ever played with any other full range of instruments? Is there any other thing you'd like to do in the near future?
Well, we have a Korg synthesizer that we use for some of the stuff, but I think mostly it's just a very organic sound, a six-piece organic sound.
That's what I like, too, is somehow there is this organic nature to what you guys are doing. There's some people up on stage. They don't look like they're wearing sequins or flashy outfits. There's a real rootsiness to it, and that's not a word you often use when you talk about folk and rap together. Rootsy. You think jam band, rap, rootsy. It's a very unique presentation. You guys are doing well with it, and I appreciate it. So thanks for coming in. If you could set up the song for us just a little bit, we'll say our goodbyes and spin the tunes and see everybody tonight at 9 o'clock at the Taproot for the show with Wasteland Hop. What do we got cued?
This is one of the first songs we wrote. It's back from when we started in 2011. You did talk about if we had some interest in other instruments. It's got a cellist and a viola player on it, so that's kind of fun to have a more orchestral sound. And it does tie in really well. The subject matter is kind of about all the conspicuous consumption in American culture and around the world. And Mickey raps about the trash island in the ocean, which he was just helping kind of clean up with Go AK. So
I don't know if you can play it, but it has a curse word in it. Oh, uh-oh.
We just realized it has a curse word in it. So
maybe do ocean. Well,
oceans.
Right
after
that has a curse word.
We could do Mama Didn't Raise No
Food. Yeah.
That one? Also has a curse word.
Yeah,
evidently, Wasteland Hop isn't shy with their words.
What about axes?
That's good. I don't think there's a curse word.
Let's go back to track two and play something that gets us not in trouble with
this
the FCC.
This one, ashes to axes, has a... is that what it is? Okay. It has a really cool stop-motion animation music video to it that you can check out on our website.
You know what? I was going to say that earlier, that I wanted to point people towards your website because I do enjoy the site. It's got a lot of good information that's like kind of intriguing, and you want to reach out and grab the stuff that's on the site, which is simply wastelandhop.com.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a seventh person traveling with us, and she's spent a lot of time with us. She's a videographer who is incredibly talented and has done a couple of music videos for us, one of which we did actually film in the bathtub at the Fairview. Called Bad Habits, but yeah.
And
so we may be filming another music video on this tour as well.
There you go. Wear your clean shirt tonight when you go to the show. Thanks again for coming in, guys. It's Wasteland Hop tonight at the Taproot, 9 o'clock, and live in studio on KMBA and right here on the radio.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, with the axe to the axis and the lust to cut the globe in half to expose a fact. The world is a map that's
wrapped in old math. The cold glass that you're holding is folding back. Frozen mask of your past is torn and crack. What do you do? Not your left out in the open. Chained to the flames of a clock, second hand smoking. Telling times like telling a joke. And the words are broken. I'm flipping oceans of cold focus. Notice I wrote this mind through a spokes. Smoking hope. No one shook from the smoke that's spoken. Tongue of a matchstick. I strike a conversation to have a drag with. Damn it, I have a habit of contradiction. If it built you a shelter of light, you'd melt from the sight and have nothing to live in. Give into the void, the sweetness and noise from the reasons that our shadows separate according to the season. What I mean is our dreams thin, beyond the thin, through the scenes of breeds and legions of demons. I sink into a time capsule, built out of the grace of the stray sky shrapnel. I sat still when I came to the cross, but I tried to pay for the flame, but lost my toll. So I go solo and travel with the wind. Unravel my skin, let the battle begin. Drop a glass globe just to shatter the spin, and wash a glass glow from the matter within. Whether the spin of the axis tends to attract us, when it ends with just some of the facts, front of the black dust. Whether the spin of the axis tends to attract us, when it ends with just some facts, spun of black dust.
Spin of the axis tends to attract us, when it ends with all just in the facts, but in the black dust.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, black. Finger to lip, now hush, fact. Crush the black night with a flashlight. I crack a mask right, then I ask for the last light. Filter through just, tilt the hue such. A different view must, sit confused plus. Spend most of your time sifting the blue dust. If you got to search the earth where the truth was. I burn illusion when I deal with movement. Discern the blueprint and stop the errors and music forward. Toward, toward, torn from space, the mortals debate, walls and faith in horrible taste. It's important to break the porcelain gate with the force of your pace, accord your weight with the door at the face. How much more can you take from this orbit in space before you create your own portions of great? Nestless is more and more or less, that's an option. Bend your shadow, roaming homeless in the bottom of your coffin. Bottom of your coffin.
Program guide of all the great shows on KMBA. Go online to kmba.org. Thank you for supporting the public radio mission of 90.3 KMBA, Alaska's native voice. Salmon Fest, 3 days of fish, love, and music, August 5th through the 7th in Nanilchik, Alaska.
Get out the map, get out the map, lay your finger anywhere down.
Spend the weekend with the Indigo Girls, Trampled by Turtles, and the Wood Brothers. Festival information at salmonfestalaska.org. Salmon Fest is presented by Kachemak Bay Conservation Society, Cook Inlet Keeper, and 90.3 KNBA.
Yalida.
Doyinta. Jamai. Koyanani Chuganilutin.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.